Eve stepped through the theater doors and out onto what was once Hannibal, Missouri's Main Street. A Great Dane and a Beagle followed closely behind her. The summer sun beat the humidity into a froth. The theater had provided a brief respite from the heat for all of them, and the dogs had obviously enjoyed it as well. Once back in the heat, Sasquatch began panting almost instantly. The Great Dane lumbered down the sidewalk as if the summer sun had a physical weight that rested upon the dog's broad back. Fidget panted as well. The Beagle never could keep his tongue. Even now, he couldn't shut up.
"What do you think happened to the man who went over the falls, Eve?"
Fidget asked. Eve looked around quickly to make certain no one was around to hear the talking dog, and then rushed into a nearby alleyway.
"You two get over here now," she barked with a whisper.
The Great Dane loped into the alley and happily found a shady spot to lie down in. The Beagle, as beagles do, looked confused and cocked his head at the woman.
What's the matter, Eve?
Fidget asked.
Why are you whispering all loudly like that?
Get over here now.
Eve pointed at the ground in front of her and snapped. It was enough of a signal for the dog to know it had done something wrong. Fidget lowered his head, pitched his ears forward, and did as he was told as slowly as possible. Once the trio was tucked back in the alley, Eve continued the scolding.
Do you remember the talk we had about how we act when we're in public?
Fidget's ears drooped forward and the dog mumbled,
Yes.
And? What did I say?
Fidget looked away and answered,
That it's not nice and people think it's gross and that since I do it so much, it should be clean by now anyway.
Not that thing.
Eve took a deep breath. The plan was to release it as a string of swear words, but she stopped herself and tried to remember that she was talking to a dog. A dog that was so stupid that it barked at its own farts. So she swallowed the cursing and prompted the dog through grinding teeth.
The other thing.
Fidget laid down with a pout.
That I shouldn't talk?
Because?
Because it will scare people, or someone will steal me and put me in a show with a barker that tells people to come and see the mutt that never shuts up.
Eve crossed her arms and took in another lungful of potential cursing. Again, she fought it back.
You brought up that last part to make me feel guilty.
Fidget risked a look up at her with those damned brown beagle eyes.
Did it work?
No,
she said. But it had. Fidget snorted and looked away. Eve let the swear breath out and knelt down next to the dog.
I don't mean to be mean, Fidget.
This drew another confused look from the dog.
What?
I'm sorry, I forgot how bad you were with homonyms. I'm not trying to upset you. I'm just trying to protect you.
Eve scratched behind the dog's ear, and all was forgiven.
I know you are. I just got really excited. I wanted to meet that man in there. It was great how he saved that dog at the end with the wings, so I just wanted to lick his hand and maybe sniff him in the butt.
You know that was just a movie, right?
She was genuinely asking for verification. There was so much that was impossible to explain to a dog. He was given the gift of speech, but was on his own in the brains department.
That man wasn't really on that boat. He didn't really save that dog.
Oh, no!
Fidget's eyes grew large with fear.
The dog died?
That's not what... The dog wasn't on the boat either. The dog is fine. What I mean is that just because you saw someone act a certain way doesn't mean they really are that way. Do you understand?
Fidget nodded his agreement quickly and said,
Probably not.
Fair enough,
Eve said as she got to her feet. She looked around and found the Great Dane. Sasquatch was already asleep in the shade.
I wish I could fall asleep that easy.
Sasquatch jumped awake as the back door to the theater crashed open and let the audience's boos out into the summer air where they instantly began to sweat.